sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my first podcast, 2006. This is Tom Beardmore, and thanks for stopping by. For the first time, I'm using GarageBand to help produce my podcast. Previously, I would just do an audio recording, attach it to a blog post using RapidWeaver, thereby turning it into a podcast, but it wasn't very polished and probably not very interesting. But now, with the help of GarageBand, and more specifically, the new version that was released with the iLife 06 suite at Macworld San Francisco in January, I can do a whole lot more. For example, I'm sure you've noticed that we've got a background track playing. Well, GarageBand lets me add that, as well as edit the audio in ways that I couldn't do before. I can add special effects, transitions, background tracks, and a whole lot more, just to make the overall experience better for the listener. I think I'm going to enjoy using GarageBand going forward for the rest of the year. Speaking of background tracks, you're listening to the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan playing his version of Mary Had a Little Lamb. If the tune seems familiar, I'll bet you've heard it before. It was one of the background tracks used in the movie Miss Congeniality with Sandra Bullock. So if you've seen the movie, you've heard the tune. Well, let's get caught up on family matters. Let's see, what's new? Well, Brianna turned 9 on January 17th. Yep, 9 years old and quite the little lady. She got lots of presents, of course, but the big one this year was an electric guitar and amplifier. She said she wanted one awfully bad and was begging her mom. Her mom talked to me, we talked to her dad, we all agreed, and we all pitched in to get it. I also got something extra. I got her a set of headphones that she can plug in so that when she is playing her guitar over Grandma and Grandpa's house, she isn't blasting everyone out of their rooms. Her brother Kenny's also picked up playing an instrument. He's playing the drums now. His drum teacher says he's very good at it, that he has a natural rhythm and that he picks up the beat very easily. Last Friday, he was over at his friend's house, whose dad has got a little band who meets from time to time in the garage, and they happen to be jamming that evening. Kenny was asked to take over the drums, and at first Kenny was reluctant to do it, but he finally sat down and picked up the sticks, and from everything I hear, he did awfully well. At the same time, Kenny's grades have come up remarkably this semester compared to last semester's. He's getting all A's and B's, and his teachers are really, really amazed at his turnaround. Mom and I like to brag on Kenny quite a bit, but we're both very proud of him. As for me, not much has changed since my last podcast. I'm still trying to get the house sold so that I can move up to Topeka to be with my wife and children. But, as I've said before, it's a buyer's market down here, and with all the new home building that's going on, people who are considering homes in the area tend to buy the new ones rather than the ones who have been previously lived in. Still, I have had some people come through to take a look at it, but no real serious offers. At any rate, I think things will pick up come springtime. But I intend to be up there for Valentine's Day for sure. As a matter of fact, Kenny, Bree, and I are plotting to surprise Mom, so let's keep it a secret, shall we? I'm still working closely with Real Mac Software and providing support for their flagship product, RapidWeaver. Version 3.5 is in development, and it's expected to be released sometime in the first quarter of 2006. I imagine we'll begin testing the private beta shortly, but no sign of any betas yet. If you happen to be a Mac user and you want to produce a website like mine, check out RapidWeaver at www.realmacsoftware.com. My real job at MessageOne is also going gangbusters, and we've enjoyed our best quarter ever. In February, I'll have been with the company for 4 years. I predict it's going to go large in the not-too-distant future, so keep an eye on them. They're at www.messageone.com. Well, that's all for this edition. Check back next week for the latest family updates, and God bless.